This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Wednesday evening held his first call with Chinese President Xi Jinping since taking office, raising issues including human rights in Hong Kong and Xinjiang. The leaders also discussed pandemic, climate change, nuclear proliferation, and seeking areas of engagement when it serves their country's mutual interests. The Biden administration has continued to face pushback for its response to illegal immigration. On Tuesday, a federal judge, Drew Tipton, issued an additional restraining order on Joe Biden's 100-day freeze, which extends his previous ruling by an additional 14 days. The judge claimed the Lone Star State would face irreparable harm if the policy were to remain in place. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Wednesday people who have been given full doses of the coronavirus vaccine no longer need to quarantine after exposure to someone with COVID-19. The criteria includes people exposed to COVID-19 that were fully vaccinated and exposed within 3 months following their last dose. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
The owners of Town Talk Diner and Gastropub, a popular South Minneapolis, Minnesota restaurant, is suing the city and Mayor Jacob Frey over what they characterize as insufficient response to the unrest rioting following the May 29th death of George Floyd. Casey White and Charles Stotts filed their lawsuit in district court Monday. The legal action alleges that Frey and other leaders did not act decisively to protect city business owners and residents from vandals that looted, damaged, and destroyed property and livelihoods. The suit is seeking $4.5 million. The president of the Tokyo Olympics Organizing Committee is reportedly set to resign amid outcry of comments he made earlier this month that women talk too much at board meetings. Yoshiro Mori, who previously served as Japan's prime minister from 2000 to 2001, is expected to step down on Friday when the Olympic Organizing Committee's executive board meets. He is expected to be replaced by former Japan Football Association president Saburo Kawaguchi. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Kyle Busch scored a dramatic preseason victory Tuesday night in the Busch Clash, avoiding a crash between frontrunners Ryan Blaney and Chase Elliott. To kick off NASCAR Cup Series season with the annual exhibition held for the first time on the Daytona International Speedway road course.
Blaney has the acceleration. They're up in the east banking for the final time. Elliott inside in the chicane. Ryan Blaney. And it's a drag race to the line. Kyle Busch is going to steal the Busch Clash. How about that?
Oh, I did not see that one.
Hey, I thought they were buddies.
I thought they were. Not anymore. Not tonight, anyway.
The Daytona 500 is Sunday, Valentine's Day, and can be seen on Fox. Major League Baseball and the Players Union have come to terms for the 2021 season.
Major League Baseball and its Players Union have come to an agreement on health protocols for the upcoming season. In the agreement, players and staff will be tested for COVID at least every other day, and teams teams will appoint a compliance officer to make sure that players are following guidelines. Players that test positive will have to quarantine for a minimum of 10 days, with players deemed to be close contacts quarantining for 7. Most of the safety guidelines from last season will return, including using 7-inning doubleheaders if games need to be postponed and rescheduled. The agreement doesn't mention the universal designated hitter rule, which was implemented for the 2020 season. Spring training is scheduled to begin in Arizona and Florida next week. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We got George Barna with us. Yes, the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Hey, George, how we doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good, Bill. Good to be with you.
Hey, always good here because you always got something new up your sleeve. And, of course, people thought, well, you know, with all the pressure the squad was putting on the Democratic Party and on the country and the talk about socialism, they were all excited before the election. But, you know, you wonder, was it all hype? Because reality is setting in and we're finding out that, you know, socialism, not all that big a deal.
Yeah, I mean, what we're finding is that Americans are coming to realize that so much of what they've heard about socialism is kind of smoke and mirrors. It's effective marketing. But then when you actually have to take those practices, those beliefs, those principles, and convert them into a system of governance that are going to affect the way that we live from moment to moment, more and more Americans, it appears, are waking up and say, whoa, that's really not what I bargained for. That's not what I voted for, certainly. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something other than Donald Trump. That's what I voted for those who didn't vote for him. Mm-hmm. But they're not saying that they voted for socialism.
Well, did they not think that socialism and Joe Biden were near synonymous, or was it their hatred towards Donald Trump blinded them to such a degree that they could no longer connect with the reasoning part of their brain?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of the hatred for Mr. Trump as well as the long-practiced naivete of the American population. I don't say that to put us down, but, I mean, clearly all the research I've been doing for the last 25, 30 years related to politics, governance, society, et cetera, has shown that we don't think very deeply about the nature of the context in which we live. We don't understand an awful lot about how government works. We don't dig deep enough to really have a good grip on this. So there was some blind faith that if we simply put Donald Trump out of office, whatever comes in next has got to be better. And so we're not going to have to worry. And all the wacky stuff that we've heard about, that's never going to happen because it's so extreme. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people are having their eyes opened.
Well, and the other thing, too, maybe they're realizing that they've been duped a bit by the media and by the media en masse. I'm talking the establishment media, big tech, all that pigpiled on Donald Trump. And, you know, previously, this is what Democrats have been very successful in doing, and that is they've been able, with their narratives, to characterize an opponent. I mean, you know, George Bush, his father, him, the younger, you know, it doesn't matter. But if you have an R in front of your name, you're subject to narrative.
in this country, you're exactly right, Bill, because the problem is that people rely upon the media to convey to them the reality of the world rather than digging deeper and trying to figure out, yeah, but are they telling me the truth? We accept the fact that, well, you know, they're saying it. They've got pictures. They're putting the captions under the pictures, but the captions must be true. You know, the narrative around the words, that must be true. They wouldn't sit there and lie to us. And, you know, again, it's that naivete where we're too trusting of those who are controlling the messages that are defining for us what's happening in the world. When in point of fact, it is all smoke and mirrors. That's not what's happening in the world. We are being lied to consistently, and I'm shocked, frankly, at how little people are doing in response to that now that we can see very clearly that's what's being done to us.
I guess part of what disturbs me, George, as you know, and gosh, I think we've known each other probably for 5-6 years now, is that I'm a student of learning. I mean, I want to know more tomorrow than I knew today. And that has been my quest. Sometimes I feel like Don Quixote, and I'm looking for Sancho Pancho and go find a windmill I can chase down or something. I don't know, but it's just that, you know, that's my illusion, if you want to say that. But I just, I feel that, you know, that's what I want out of this. And I guess it disturbs me when my fellow man, when I want them to be on a similar journey, because you can only be as smart as those that are around you, right?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Again, looking back historically at all the research I've been doing, it seems like maybe 20, 25 years ago, there was a major shift in our culture where people went from wanting knowledge and wisdom to wanting experiences and saying in kind of a postmodern mindset, experiences are what really matter. Experiences and relationships, share those experiences with others. And as part of that experience, there was also a shift where people went from defining success to what it is now, which is basically happiness and comfort. Mm-hmm. And so we're not digging to get to the truth. In fact, most Americans don't believe there is any such thing as absolute moral truth. So they're not going to dig for something they don't think exists. But in point of fact, their driving force is they simply want to feel good. Mm-hmm. Most Americans think of themselves as good. And now they want to feel good. So they want that happiness, that comfort, that convenience, that sense of community with people who will accept them as they are, not hold them accountable, not push them to grow. Growth is a dying industry in America.
Exactly. Well, and that's the sad part because, you know, if you're not growing and enlarging yourself, then, you know, you really are a perfect candidate for socialism, because socialism promotes mediocrity, right?
Yeah, and in addition to that, it also produces an environment where you're allowed, in fact, encouraged to check your brain in at the door. Because the whole idea behind it is there's an elite group that will run everything for you. They'll take care of you. Maybe it's not going to be up to your standards, but you're not going to have to worry about anything. You'll be happier. You'll be sufficiently comfortable, et cetera, et cetera. All the lies start pouring in. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, socialism is that kind of environment where, you know, it's you have to rely on the government because the government is your caretaker. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, thankfully, more Americans appear to be waking up to the implications of that. Is it too little, too late? I don't know. We'll find out. But hopefully more and more people will start catching on.
And I think that we've been given some hints with natural medicine, Obamacare. We saw what was happening. The very thing that we were warned about is the very thing that happened. You know, they said that there wouldn't be any kind of, you know, classification of people and limiting resources and that sort of thing. But everything that was discussed and debated about and canceled is what came about with Obamacare. And, of course, the general refrain is, you know, which comes from all socialists and those on the left and progressives, is that, well, we just didn't have enough time nor money. If you gave us time and a little bit more money, we'd fix this thing for sure, right?
Well, of course. And one of the unfortunate realities of socialism is in order for the elites to control everything, which is how that system works, everybody's got to be put in neat little boxes. And, yeah, you can complain all you want, but it basically goes into the shredder. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have time for that. We're trying to manage everything, and there's no system that does that effectively. It's never worked anywhere really effectively. And so, yeah, I mean, it is this smoke and mirrors approach to governance and to the life that they want you to live.
Exactly. And even democracy, as good as it is, can't even get there either, George Barna. We've got to take a quick break. We've got more from George after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Hi, I'm Don Shank, bringing you today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages. This new year is bringing on a new face of world missions, and it's a hairy one. We're looking for men to join the Tide Yearbeard Challenge and stop shaving for a whole year. This challenge is meant to raise awareness and support for the Tide Ministry. Long beards draw attention, and the Tide has benefited from that attention. Through the Yearbeard campaign, these hairy guys will each have a goal that will help with more airtime for the Tide Ministry's radio programs, broadcasting local languages around the world to help connect people with Jesus. Participants in the Yearbeard Challenge can become hairy missionaries by signing up to grow out their beards for 1, 3, 6, or all 12 months. To learn more about how you can join other missions-minded men in raising awareness and support for the Tide Ministry by putting away your razor, visit yearbeard.org. That's yearbeard.org.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
We're back with you fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're talking with George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. And his latest research reveal is that there is a rapid decline in popular support for socialism. Are you surprised? With less than a third of all American adults, 32%, preferring it to capitalism in the wake of the 2020 election, or some might say in the woke of the 2020 election, after reaching a peak of 41% of all U.S. adults in 2018. I say to the kids all the time, George, experience defines preference. Maybe a little bit of experience of socialism and the fact that people are looking into it. Although I will say this, as you look into it, big tech is doing what they can to kind of scrub out, you know, some of the real reporting that has been done about socialism. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, and I think we can expect more of that unless there is going to be more pushback. You know, and part of the thing that worries me about these numbers, that this is really encouraging, the fact that we dropped from 41% to 32% who say that they would prefer socialism to capitalism. But having an attitude, having a preference is one thing. Acting on that preference, making sure that you get what you're seeking is very different. And so here we are in the middle of, you know, the Biden administration going whole hog on trying to expand its powers, trying to undo everything that the Trump administration had done as quickly as possible. You know, it kind of reminds you of the old novels, Brave New World and 1984 and the others, where part of that was, look, we got to wipe the public consciousness from what the alternatives were. We want them to only know one way of thinking and living. And that's the way that we prescribe. And that's the role that big tech and the mainstream media are playing. And they're playing it very effectively right now. Somebody's got to step in and stop it.
Well, I think it's interesting, and I think a good number to note that the people of faith, adults who hold to a worldview, were the least likely to approve of socialism. And in an also understanding that what they're doing is, in a sense, is they're offering us a new God. They're saying, hey, your God, the big G God, is irrelevant, and our God, the little G God, is the new God. This is your new golden cow that has come out of the fires just for you for a time such as this.
Well, of course, you know, when you look at a worldview such as Marxism, which would always say that socialism is far superior to a democratic republic like we have, you know, their approach is government is your God. There can be no other God. We have the authority. We need the power. We will take care of you. We're in charge and control of everything. And so that's the trade-off here is really, do you want to give up all of your freedoms in order to have bigger and more government that's dictating everything from the prices you pay at the gas, you know, the gas station, to what you're paying in the grocery markets, to how high your taxes are, and on and on and on and on. That's what a socialist government wants to do. Mm-hmm. And so Americans really do need to make a choice. We should have made a better choice in the last election. We didn't. But what that means is, okay, so we do have to be planning. We do have to be looking forward, which is not something that Americans tend to do. We become a nation of people that live from moment to moment, just worried about how do I get through the day. And I understand that. But in terms of what kind of options and opportunities are going to be available to us in those future days, we've got to be thinking about that very strategically right now and acting very intentionally to make sure that we still have the freedom to take advantage of other options and opportunities.
Exactly. Well, George has said earlier, the people are reacting. I mean, look what's happened. You get the Biden administration cancels out thousands of jobs, Keystone XL pipeline. He's pretty much put the country on notice that being energy independent is not all that important. And look at our gas prices already. It didn't take any time at all for them to start to creep up.
Well, it didn't. And, you know, going back to the release that we talked about last time, the report we put out then about what do Americans actually want our future policies to be, it's ironic, I think, that people voted out Mr. Trump, and then we look at what Americans want in terms of policies, and they were essentially the policies that he was pursuing. They voted in Mr. Biden, and we look at the policies he's putting in, and what the research is showing is that those are not things that most Americans want. Some progressives and liberals do, absolutely. Mm. But in terms of the majority of Americans, no, they don't want the stuff that's being jammed down our throats right now. And so, of course, the biggest irony of all is here's a person who has a platform of, we've got to unite the nation. Well, you don't unite the nation by giving people what they don't want.
Exactly.
And ignoring the things they do.
Well, and especially when there still remains questions about the election. I know it's not politically correct to bring that up, but boy, that's the 800,000-pound gorilla in the room. How do you get to unification when you've got more questions than answers? And, you know, which is the form of the left anyway, is that, look, I already told you it's old news. Get over it. That's just the way it is. But it's not settled in the minds of people. All they've done is just regressed and said, okay, I'm just not going to participate, and I'll go about my business. And every once in a while, when the conversation comes up, boy, I'll tell you, it goes from 0 to 10 when you're looking at the thermometer. It heats up pretty quick.
Yeah, it's true. You know, and one of the hallmarks of unity is that you've got to have open discussion. You're never going to force people to be unified. That's not unity.
Right.
So we've got to rethink this whole approach that is being offered to us now. Yeah, there's got to be some conflict to get to that point of unity, because we're going to have that open discussion. It's not going to be comfortable at first, but we've got to come to grips with the issues that are dividing us. And the only way to do that is to move through that conflict to a point of consensus and understanding and trust. And you cannot build trust when you don't allow people to have open discussion.
Exactly. Well, George, going back to what we said earlier in terms of experience, a number that sticks out for me are those Americans ages 30 to 49 that you report on. It's probably the biggest decline, you know, a 15 percentage point decline from 49 to 34% of that age group. I mean, we're talking, you know, a short number of years outside of campus life that is all but accused of turning our kids into socialists. And they go out and experience a little bit of life, and socialism is the last thing they want to be participating in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're talking about Gen X there, which has been a generation that's really struggled to find itself, struggled to find its voice within our society, struggled to be accepted for who they are. And, you know, they thought for a while, well, socialism may be the way to go. And so you have basically half of them about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, who were saying, yeah, that's what we need to do, is move towards socialism. And now it's dropped down to a third. That is a huge, very rapid drop. Mm-hmm. And it's indicative of a generation that said, you know, we've been flailing about here, trying to figure out how life works, what does work, what doesn't, what we want. And the more that we've seen what's been talked about by Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and all the rest, you know, Barack Obama. Yeah, as we're now getting a taste of it, yeah, we're really not for it. We don't think that's the way to go. And I think that could be the point on the spear for changing the trajectory of where America is going to go. Yes, there's, you know, the integrated disciples, people with a biblical worldview, only 12% want to move towards socialism. Sage cons, the spiritually active, governance engaged conservatives, only 12% want to move towards socialism. So, yeah, you've got that foundation to build on. But then when you get a large generation like Gen X saying, nah, wrong choices, we've got to move back to having a capitalistic society. And if we don't like the way it's working, let's fix that. Mm-hmm. But let's not throw the whole thing out.
Well, the other thing, too, was the power of a biblical worldview. George, we only got about 30 seconds left here, so we can't get into much discussion on it, so we'll have to continue this later. But a biblical worldview seems to be the best defense against the proliferation of socialism, which is what the ACO president said. George Barnum, professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, as always, appreciate it. God bless.
You too, Bill.
This is sponsored by IBM. The FBI recently warned that nearly 60% of reported ransomware incidents between August and September 2020 involved K-12 schools, a 29% jump from the months prior.
Yet nearly 60% of educators utilizing online learning say they have not received any new cybersecurity initiatives or training. IBM Security is working to rectify that with its new $3 million grant. The company will be partnering with 6 school districts to help better prepare them for the growing cyber attacks, including ransomware. Christopher Scott, Director of Security Innovation at IBM.
Ransomware attacks are quickly becoming the new snow day for our kids. We understand school districts have budget restraints that hinder their ability to properly prepare and train for these attacks. Unfortunately, the bad guys are also aware of this gap and see a chance to make a quick buck at the expense of our children's education. Our new program is focused on giving schools a fighting chance.
Schools can apply between February 4th and March 1st and will be selected to receive the grant based on their level of cybersecurity needs. Visit ibm.biz/security-grant.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden on Wednesday evening held his first call with Chinese President Xi Jinping since taking office, raising issues including human rights in Hong Kong and Xinjiang. The leaders also discussed pandemic, climate change, nuclear proliferation, and seeking areas of engagement when it serves their country's mutual interests. The Biden administration has continued to face pushback for its response to illegal immigration. On Tuesday, a federal judge, Drew Tipton, issued an additional restraining order on Joe Biden's 100-day freeze, which extends his previous ruling by an additional 14 days. The judge claimed the Lone Star State would face irreparable harm if the policy were to remain in place. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Wednesday people who have been given full doses of the coronavirus vaccine no longer need to quarantine after exposure to someone with COVID-19. The criteria includes people exposed to COVID-19 that were fully vaccinated and exposed within 3 months following their last dose. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you stand in front. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
When your son looks at you and says, Mama, look, you won, bullies don't win. And I said, baby, they don't. Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach them.
I want to tell you, Lord Dutch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
These are the voices of a party that wants to unite. What are you uniting around? It is so absurd, but this is, you know, from their lips to our ears, lest we forget. And here it is. I mean, it's almost like they deserve a Jesus moment. I mean, they're so quick to pick up the stone, but they're not seeing Jesus writing their sins in the sand. They're ignoring, stepping all over that, and pretty much just kicking Jesus out of the way altogether, and going, wait a minute, you know, we're on a mission here. We have our own narrative, our own set plan that we want to happen. And forget about what we said. We got to talk about Orange Man here and what he said. And we're going to have a conversation coming up here in a little bit with Jordan Sekulow, who is on the legal team and, of course, was very much involved with the first impeachment. And you're going to hear from his mouth, you know, what is going on and how this is playing out. You know, from the first of all, that you've got a citizen that they're impeaching and the constitutionality of it, the lack of. But, of course, what they're trying to do is set a precedent. And when you do this sort of thing, it's going to come back and bite them. I mean, with Harry Reid, remember when Harry Reid went nuclear? Then it opened up the door for the Republicans to go nuclear and to get all these federal judges and to get, three Supreme Court judges confirmed. And this was all set up by the Democratic Party and Harry Reid and their arrogance. And here it is. They're setting up a precedent right now because what they're doing and what they will talk about, I don't know, maybe years, maybe decades down the road, that in, 2021, they were able to do this to a president who left office. They were able to retroactively bring him back, even though he was a citizen, and have him impeached and disqualified for life. It just makes you wonder, again, what are they afraid of? What has Donald Trump done to the inner sanctum of the Beltway that has them absolutely losing their minds? And the thing is that you watch the proceedings here, and I'm amazed. I mean, these are attorneys. These are people that know better. And all of a sudden, it's like the rule of law has nothing to do. The rules of engagement now with what's happening in the Senate trial is out the door. I mean, forget about anything that you've seen on TV that has to do with justice, the American way, and trials. This is a political trial, is what this is. And this is what happens in third world countries when the rule of law, which most of us are supposed to, or all of us are supposed to adhere to, are thrown out, and you've got new rules, and it just, to me, absolutely obliterates our U.S. Constitution and fairness, because it's all about politics. The very thing that Hillary Clinton warned about, says, hey, well, look, we don't do this to political enemies, The fact that you even call them enemies is interesting, but that's her words. Not political contestants, but no, they're political enemies. Okay, no wonder we're at each other's throats. This is why I said, politics has gotten us to this point, has misserved us, and, it's okay to step away from it, because what we have to do to get this country back on track is to get back to first principles and realize it's about the Constitution. It's about taking care of one another equally. And I think we're getting closer and closer to that point, but it can't be done within the Democratic or Republican Party because of its partisanship. It's designed that way. We're asking a hammer to do the job of a saw, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? It's just the wrong tool. And so Joe Biden, it's not within his power, and certainly not within his ability to make this happen. Now, I want you to hear this soundbite. I thought this was really well said by Representative Jim Jordan in terms of what is going on and how we need to consider the facts of this second impeachment of a citizen, our former president, Donald Trump. Listen to what he had to say.
No, there's four principles and four facts. Four principles. This is unconstitutional. There was no due process afforded the president. This does grave harm. Thirdly, does grave harm to your First Amendment free speech rights. And fourth, it doesn't unify the country, as Joe Biden said he wanted to do just a couple weeks ago. And then the four facts that never change. How did the president incite a breach of the Capitol when the FBI knew ahead of time this was pre-planned? When pipe bombs were found ahead of time, before the president even had the rally, when Capitol Police asked for additional help, they asked for the National Guard to be there, and when the president specifically said, fourth and maybe most important, specifically said, peacefully and patriotically, make your voices heard. So four principles, four facts will not change. No matter how much video the Democrats show and no matter how long they talk, those things are fundamental. And the American people, I think, instinctively understand those key concepts and key facts.
Well, the thing is, it's so dangerous about these key facts and is how they're being manipulated and omitted conveniently. I've been in broadcasting, as I've shared with you, for over 50 years. And, boy, we looked to the FCC. The FCC dictated what we could say, how we could say it. I mean, back in the days when you couldn't say many of the words that are so, so easily thrown out there, which is amazing to me. But, okay, I'm old school in that regard. And today's a new day. But yet, it's like, well, I wonder where the FCC is. Because, we could never, as broadcasters, we were never allowed to cut up audio in such a way that altered the context or altered the narrative in any way. You were subject to fines. And so now here we are, as something as significant to our government as an impeachment trial process, and you've got leaders that are supposedly supposed to be responsible, and some, I think many of them are attorneys themselves, I don't know how their stomach or their mind doesn't churn over what they're doing to the rule of law. But, you know, there's new rules, you know, and that's what's confusing to us, because there's the rule of law that happens in a courtroom, and then there's this rule of law that has a lot of flexibility, is very malleable to a narrative brought to you by the Democrats. And I got to imagine, I mean, I'm hearing this even from Democrats themselves going, what is going on here? This just doesn't make sense. I mean, you put yourself in the position of Donald Trump for a moment, and, you know, they're crucifying this guy, based on narrative, based on a video that's been chopped up, taken out of context, and presented in its worst possible light. And there's no consideration for objectivity. There's no understanding of what happened on January the 6th. It's all about Orange Man bad, and we've got to get him out. And maybe if they present their case so passionately and so vehemently, it gets to that point to where the final outcome is that the Republicans fold and they say, OK, all right. So he's not going to be impeached. And in order to not impeach him, we'll just go along with the fact that or with this idea that Donald Trump will be disqualified forever from running for office. He's already been cut off. I think he's lost his Twitter account for life, is the latest news. I mean, this is absurd, you know, and this is a land that cherishes supposedly our free speech and First Amendment rights. And I got to tell you, if there's anything that we should unify on, it should be that. What is being done to our First Amendment, as Jim Jordan said? You know, this is a key issue. And it's not about Donald Trump. This is about we the people. Okay, and even Democrats, see, they don't even realize the damage that they're doing, even to themselves, by the way they're playing this out. This is just so abysmal and horrific for Constitution-loving patriots, people who still believe in the goodness of our country. We may still have questions about the election. I think that's fair. We still have questions about what happened on Capitol Hill, but we're spending all this money not looking into what happened and the varying players that were involved and exactly what's the truth of it. And even the five people that died, you know, even the one officer, was he in fact, did he die as a result of being hit by a fire extinguisher? That's the narrative, but we're finding out that may not be exactly true.
Bank of America. Lifestyle expert and Bank of America spokesperson Gabrielle Flowers Rader shares tips to make Valentine's Day personally and financially rewarding.
There are plenty of ways to make Valentine's Day rewarding. I'm planning a day of crafting with my kids. A rewards credit card paired with a banking loyalty program maximizes the cash back you earn on your purchases. For example, the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card offers 3% cash back from your choice of 6 spending categories that you can change each month. For February, I chose the online shopping category for my Valentine's-related spending on crafts for the kids. As a Bank of America Preferred Rewards member, I earn a credit card rewards bonus. Depending on their preferred rewards tier, members earn between 3.75% and 5.25% cash back with the cash rewards card for their purchases in the 3% category. That bonus is something to love all year round.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Bank of America member FDIC.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1HIT for more information.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we're fortunate to have Jordan Sekulow with us with the ACLJ, and he's going to be submitting a critical legal analysis of the U.S. Senate on the this unconstitutional impeachment trial, and he brings us up today. Jordan, welcome to the show as always. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, Jordan, by the way, is the executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice, an attorney and co-host of Jay Sekulow Live. Jordan, break it down for us, what the Democrats have put together in terms of this video. I mean, clearly this is not a court of law. They're taking full advantage of this political platform, and it's an embarrassment, and it's also a great injury to the American people and the rule of law, as we think that we know.
Yeah, I mean, that's why this praise that I see coming from the left of, oh, this was so damning, this was so hurtful for the president. And how could any senator vote to acquit, even though, 44 of them still believe they don't have jurisdiction to even be there? Well, that's the one reason. It doesn't matter what is said or done. They don't believe that they're the proper place for this to be tried, because this is a private citizen. That's why the Chief Justice isn't there. And even though he says that he shall be there in the Constitution, if it is the president being tried, it's not. But the spliced together video with old speeches without context, never showing the part where the president says to be peaceful, ignoring the fact that we now know that the FBI has done their research and people that have been rightfully arrested for doing what was wrong on January 6th have all said that they were planning this, and some for at least weeks at a time. To put this attack together. So there was nothing that the president could or couldn't have said on that day that would have changed that, because these people were determined to do the horrible acts that they did. But they even went a step further, Bill, when they spliced together. I mean, we noticed this yesterday, and I thought it was one of the more egregious parts of their splicing effort, is they showed the president in Georgia the day before on January 5th, And they didn't, and he says, we've got to fight. We're never going to give up for these. But they didn't add that he said we're never going to give up fighting for the two Senate seats that he was there. The reason he was in Georgia doing the rally, was he was talking about the two Senate runoffs, which unfortunately Republicans didn't win, but he was down there talking about that. So he wasn't talking about never giving up on his election, which is what they made it sound like the day before. It was don't give up now when exactly. We're still voting for David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. So it's always with them. And I'll tell you, going through the first impeachment, being on, I'm still a member of the president's legal team. We got legal things coming at us right and left to the president because he's no longer in office. Even the first impeachment, I will tell you, as bad as Adam Schiff was, as horrendous as that was because it was over a phone call that 35 people listened to, they at least took their time in the House to have witnesses and hold hearings. And my goodness, if they think that it doesn't matter that the president's no longer in office anymore, why did they have to rush this through? Why didn't they have hearings so that we would find out that there were bad actors in this crowd that were going to do this regardless? We would have already known that. We would have gotten testimony from the now resigned House Sergeant at Arms about why they didn't prepare enough security for what they thought and were being told was coming at them. Just the list goes on and on and on. I know it looks horrible, you know, what they're showing.
Yes.
But it doesn't connect the president at all. And then I think the second point you can talk about is just the attack on the First Amendment in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is a rush to injustice, you can say, Jordan, the way I look at it. I mean, even looking at the video, it doesn't take more than a critical eye to see all the helmets that were being worn by people. I had never seen a Trump rally where people were wearing helmets. I mean, this was indicative of an Antifa or a Black Lives Matter event. Certainly not something from Donald Trump. So it was clear that the group was infiltrated. And of course, now and even early on, the FBI had this information. But like everything, you know, that we've gone through that is relative to Donald Trump, going back to Russia and the interference of Russia. And of course, you know, they were all upset because, you know, Donald Trump wasn't yelling from the rooftop telling Putin not to interfere with our elections ever again. But it seemed to me that just recently President Biden had a kumbaya meeting with President Xi, and there was nothing said about Russian interference. And the details that are coming out right now that 60% of the interference came from China.
Well, I mean, it's absurd. You know, Nancy Pelosi tweeted right after the 2016 election that our election was hijacked. And then, of course, the president faced from even before he took office, the FBI was spying on him. Then we had to deal with Mueller, which we dealt with. Then when Mueller didn't find anything because there was nothing there, there was no collusion. It was all a hoax. They had to come up with this phone call to feign outrage about Ukraine. And then they're looking, even in his final days in office, the president was, you know, again, showed even post-impeachment. He left, he went to Florida, that was that. He's not sending out a bunch of comments right now through spokespeople at all. He's kind of letting us, like the attorneys, speak for him about this impeachment. And I think what he showed is it's a private person now.
Yes.
It's a former president. I mean, that makes it somewhat different in the fact that it's a former president of the United States, but it's still, for legal purposes, a private citizen. And the Senate has no role, but they can't give up Donald Trump. You know, it's like the left-wing media, the far left, they've got to have him as someone to point to. They think that's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of us who think they're actually bringing Donald Trump and his supporters back together as a group through trying to target them this way. It feels like we're all on impeachment because he's not the president. He's not in Washington, D.C. He's not at the White House. The Chief Justice isn't there. This isn't specific to him. It's about anyone who agreed with him, anyone who liked the tough talk, who liked the fact that he took it to Washington, D.C. and took the consequences.
Exactly.
Of trying to drain the swamp, which is the honest to God truth. He took the consequences of actually standing up to the bureaucrats and the just the Washington D.C. culture as we know it, and he lived to tell the tale. But I mean, legally speaking, they never stopped coming after him, and to this day, they still have not stopped coming after him. It's happening right now in Georgia. It's happening in New York. It's happening all across in Florida at the federal and state level.
Exactly.
And of course, the phony impeachment.
Why are they so afraid of Donald Trump, Jordan?
They know that, especially coming up in the midterm elections, when you've got, again, House seats, you know, a handful of House seats to flip the House and one Senate seat to flip the Senate, that he could be very effective. And especially if you can take the group of people that he's brought into the Republican Party, this has scared the Democrats. Not that they think they could never win a race, but it makes it so much tougher for them if blue-collar Americans get behind candidates he supports. If it's not just the party of the way it's been portrayed, though I think it's wrong, but the more of a populist party that it has become,
mm-hmm.
if that remains, the Democrats are continuing to erode part of their base. He made huge gains among Hispanics, huge gains among African Americans. And so if that keeps going and the Republican Party keeps moving in that populist direction, that is what poses a big danger to Democrats. So they're playing a long game here with the president. They think you've got to keep tearing him down to a point where he can't be on the campaign trail. He will be too much of a liability, that America will somehow shun him. And I think where they play it wrong every time is that America isn't who watches MSNBC. It's not who watches even the normal nightly news. The most American people, they make their own judgments based off the people that they see and like. And I think that they know if there's more candidates that sound like President Trump, then no one can really be exactly like him.
Right.
But that have that message, they're going to do a whole lot better. And I think that's actually spoke to what happened in Georgia, where you had two candidates who, yes, embraced it, but they didn't really look like that. They didn't really sound like that. They didn't, it was kind of like they were playing a part of that. Mm-hmm. And I think now the Republican Party has time to actually find those right candidates. They'll go through the primary process. Trump voters will play a key role in picking who wins those primaries and who turns out to vote. And that, I think, scares them. It's not even 2024. They're looking towards losing power in the House and the Senate. Ultimately, they would like to bar him from running for office, though of course he's made no decision about that whatsoever, and that's a long way away.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, he has been such an exposing agent, for the whole country, that America has been changed dramatically as a result of Donald Trump. And as you say, for people, political interests who embrace a populist perspective like Donald Trump, there's no doubt that this is going to upend the status quo on the Beltway and within the Democratic Party. Because I'll tell you, I'm surprised, Jordan, that the Democrats were able to hold things together. And I always saw that the Democratic Party would unravel, not the Republican Party. Right now, the Republican Party is in strains, but they need to rediscover their backbone and maybe channel Donald Trump, because I think Donald Trump, that's what he gave them. He gave them a lot of courage and a backbone in the 4 years that he was pulverized by the left.
Yes, he became the lightning rod so that other Republicans could get things done for him. You know, they could work together, but he took the incoming. And I think what is a key message for everybody out there right now who still cares about our former president, President Trump, is that he's still that lightning rod for Republicans.
Yes. Jordan, we got to leave it there. Appreciate the time. Jordan Sekulow, the executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice, attorney and co-host of Jay Sekulow Live. Have a great day, Jordan. Take care.
You too. Thanks, Bill.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.